Chapter 5, Lean Communication and Meetings. Chapter Intro. Most teams are buried in emails, messages, and endless meetings. That's not lean. Lean communication is simple, clear, timely, focused on action. Lean meetings are short and structured, purpose-driven, based on facts, focused on next steps. Try this in a 15-minute daily stand-up. What did we complete yesterday? What are we doing today? Any blockers? It builds rhythm and clears confusion with less waste. In a world overflowing with information, communication can easily become noise. Many teams spend their days buried in endless emails, unclear chat threads, and unproductive meetings that lead to more confusion than clarity. This is the opposite of lean. Lean communication and meetings are about one thing: maximizing value while minimizing waste. What is lean communication? Lean communication is not about saying less, it's about saying what matters. At its core, lean communication is simple. Avoid jargon and overly technical language. Speak in terms people can act on. Clear, defined terms, eliminate ambiguity, and align on what done means. Timely, share information when it's needed, not too early or too late. Action-oriented, every message should help someone make a decision, solve a problem, or take the next step. Ask yourself, does this message help someone move forward, or is it just information for the sake of it? If not, it may be a form of communication waste. Types of communication waste. In lean terms, waste can take many forms in communication. Overproduction, sending unnecessary updates or copying too many people in emails. Waiting, delays in responses due to unclear ownership or misaligned priorities. Overprocessing, writing long reports when a bullet point summary would suffice. Defects, misunderstandings due to unclear language or missing context. Skills waste, excluding the right people from key conversations or meetings. Lean meetings, short, sharp, and strategic. Lean meetings aren't anti-meeting, they are anti-wasteful meetings. The goal is not fewer meetings, but better meetings. A lean meeting should be structured, clear agenda, defined start and end time, expected outcomes. Purpose-driven, every participant knows why they are there and what success looks like. Fact-based decisions should be made on real-time data, not opinions or assumptions. Forward-focused, end with action items and ownership. Instead of hour-long, meandering sessions, lean favors short, high-impact check-ins that support flow. Try the daily 15-minute stand-up. Inspired by agile teams but equally valuable in any function, the stand-up meeting drives momentum and transparency. Three simple questions. What did we complete yesterday? What are we working on today? What blockers are in the way? This format builds team rhythm and accountability, surfaces issues early, eliminates the need for status reporting emails, encourages peer-to-peer problem solving. A whiteboard, Kanban board, or digital task tracker can visually anchor the discussion, but the real value comes from creating a shared space for alignment. Lean communication habits to practice. Habit. Why it matters. Use bullet points instead of paragraphs. Makes reading and action easier. Replace opinion with data. Reduces bias, improves decisions. Record and share key decisions. Builds transparency and trust. Time box all meetings. Forces focus and protects team time. Assign ownership to action items. Drives accountability. AI-powered enhancements. Lean communication can be further supported through AI tools. AI transcription and summarization automatically generate meeting notes and action items using tools like Otter.ai or Notion AI. Chat summarizers use AI to distill key points from long threads, e.g., Slack, Microsoft Teams. Language tuning AI can help simplify complex language, making messages clearer. Meeting Coaching Bot's new tools can evaluate talk time balance, clarity, and relevance of conversations in real time. The result? More inclusive, efficient, and high-impact communication. Final thought. Communication should never feel like a burden, it should be a lever for better work. When teams adopt lean principles in how they meet, talk, and share information, they spend less time interpreting and more time improving. Lean communication is not just about being efficient, it's about being effective. And that's what truly moves the needle.